meeting Monday, February 17th, 2014. Would you please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Would you call the roll, please?
Mr. Carrasco?
Present.
Mrs. Johnson?
Here.
Mr. Jurgens?
Here.
Mr. Moses?
Here.
Mr. Rogers?
Here.
Mr. Roos?
Yes.
Mr. Williamson?
Here. Have anybody read the minutes?
I suggest, based upon Mr. Carrasco's not understanding whether he was here or not.
Pretty positive I wasn't here.
That we postponed dealing with the minutes until we've had an opportunity to thoroughly research the area.
Okay.
I second that.
All in favor of postponement?
Yes.
Aye.
First case, SE14-00014.
Okay.
Do you swear from the evidence you're about to give will be the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Patty Hitchcock on behalf of the City of Ocala Growth Management Department. Our first request is for a special exception. The applicant is Ronald Eugene Bringle, R&B Auto Restoration and Repair. To open a repair garage, which is a special exception in the B4 zoning district. The property is located at 2317 and 2321 Northwest 10th Street and is really a mix of a warehouse and a former single family home that has been used as office in the past. It has been inspected by building and fire. I think there are just some minimal corrections they need to make. The warehouse is approximately 5,000 square feet, and that was added to the property in 2003. Staff recommends approval of a special exception to operate a repair garage with some conditions. Number one, that the special exception for the repair garage would be granted to the applicant, Ronald Eugene Bringle, / R&B Auto Restoration and Repair. Two, that a dumpster detail and location plan be submitted to the city, to the Growth Management Department, so we can provide that to sanitation for review. And that the dumpster would be installed within 30 days of the final inspection for the paint booth, which is presently being installed under building permit number BLD14-0143. The applicant was concerned that they be able to begin operating. Discuss that with sanitation. They don't have a problem with that. We can put the dumpster in a parking space while they proceed to review and construct the dumpster pad. I've also made it clear to the applicant that outdoor storage is not permitted. That would include, in some cases, we may have a vehicle that is damaged and not operable. That can't be left outside in one of the parking spaces. They need to be pulled indoors in the evening. And that all work, including any detailing, shall be conducted within the building. This is the front of the subject property. The property to the east is an attorney's office. To the west is a small retail facility with a liquor store and a thrift store that is presently going through some code enforcement action. And across the street is the former Merida outlet, which has requested a license for operation of auto sales, used auto sales. And there's also a repair garage to its east. Be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Anybody have questions of staff?
Yeah, I've got a little bit of questions about not allowing them to do things outside. I mean, in a car painting business, you know, there's times when you got to wash the car and you got to do certain things outside of the building. I mean, is that going to preclude them from being able to do that?
We had an auto detailing business that was in there, and they did modify the building to allow that work to be done inside. That was their primary business.
When you put these types of restrictions, is this a B4 restriction or is this a citywide restriction?
In the B4 zoning district, all work is supposed to be done within a completely enclosed building.
But the enforcement of this is a function of the criteria that you've stated.
And I think there's always a question of reasonableness as well.
Okay. Yeah, I just feel bad for the guy. I mean, there are certain things you got to do outside. You
know? We had a business come in, and that's what they were. They were auto detailers.
Yeah.
And you know, in the past, there have been issues in the city with some of the mobile car washes that would just set up with one of the 10x10 easy ups on a corner and wash cars. And we've had issues with that. You know,
I like that.
There's any number of issues with that. One is the illicit discharge. Where is the, you know, polluted water with the oils and asbestos and chemicals? Where is that going? Is it going into the city's storm drains? Is it going into the sanitary sewer? Also, the fact that they're setting up on a vacant property and they really don't have the infrastructure for operating in a business. So when they came to us to operate in this particular location, because it's B4, it needed to be within an enclosed building.
Gotcha.
And they ended up putting in a containment system. They ended up modifying the electric to allow for the wet environment.
Okay.
Within that building. You know, and also in painting the cars, oftentimes when they're taped off, you might see them parked out front. That's not an issue during their business hours.
Okay, so it's after hours.
It's after hours. I've spoken with the applicant, and they fully intend, you know, for the security of the vehicles they're working on, to bring them back inside the building. But it has always been a challenge with repair garages that you not have the cars that are not running condition left outside.
Any further questions of staff? Thank you. Would the applicant like to speak? Would you approach the?
Sure.
We have the board might have questions for you, sir. You will need to swear in. The lady will take care of that for you, and then you can.
Do you swear from that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Will you state your name and address for the record, please?
Ronald E. Bringle. Live at 13054 Southwest 113th Place in Denali.
Mr. Bringle, I'm sure you understand the restrictions that the staff has recommended to be put on you. You, honest engine,
going to
be happy with that?
Yeah, I guess the former tenants put a floor drain in there, which
I'm not concerned about the car. I'm concerned about somebody brings a car in a bag, you know, parts.
Well, I get a lot of those.
Well, I understand, but
we've got them set up to go inside.
So what if
I don't take more than what we can handle.
Okay,
do restoration more than anything. It's mostly just restoring old cars.
The code enforcement folks take it seriously.
I don't like having them sit outside either. It just doesn't look nice.
The neighbors take it seriously, too. Okay.
Now,
I just wanted to make sure.
Question for Patty Weiss. So they're down the road. But it's a question now. In the B4, are you allowed to put a fence around on B4 where if he did grow and he needed outside storage, is that allowed?
B4 doesn't provide for the outdoor storage.
Gotcha. Okay.
And we already do have a fence around the property that was there prior to us.
Staff is working on the rewrite of the codes that apply to the downtown area, and then the next step is the rest of the city. And, you know, some of the issues about outdoor storage, it's not going to be so much can you have it in this zoning district or that zoning district. It's if it's screened, do we care? So there may be some, in the future, some more flexibility.
Are there any other questions of the applicant?
Make a motion to accept the way it's presented by the staff.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Jergens?
Yes.
Mr. Moses?
Aye.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Carrasco?
Yes.
Mrs. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Roos?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye. You can go to work, sir.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Next case, SC-14-0002.
This is a request of Cole Pope to open a recreation facility indoor in the M1 zoning district, specifically at 1600 Southwest 17th Avenue. We did have a special exception for Mr. Pope's business last year, I believe it was. His business has grown and he's looking to relocate. This property is one parcel of a larger ownership, and so we took that into account. The warehouse building where he's looking to open a CrossFit training facility is about 15,000 square feet. It was built in 1971 and it's been used most recently as a warehouse. The operation of the CrossFit athletic training facility, he previously was in 4,800 square feet at 3640 Southwest 7th Street. The operation is such that all training takes place in a class format, and he proposes to cap the classes at 25 clients. Clients may be working at different levels of athletic ability, and there will be coaches at a ratio of two coaches per class with an additional coach for every six clients over 12. So for a 25-person class, there could be four or five coaches. They see their peak hours as being between 7 and 10 a.m. and 5 and 8 p.m. The site, the parking that was provided on site was provided to satisfy the warehouse requirements, and the parking lot is not in the best condition right now to even see where there are striped parking spaces. So we've asked that they bring us a striping plan so that we can take a look at what parking's available. In looking at it, measuring it from the aerials, it looks like they may be able to provide up to 29 parking spaces on site, and I've identified in blue where those may be. They would be a combination of 90-degree parking spaces and a handful of parallel parking spaces. But the landlord, who owns the other four parcels around it, has provided a letter giving them permission to park on these other properties, which I've shown in red, and there are approximately another 30 or 40 parking spaces. We don't really have a parking ratio for a CrossFit training facility where they're working with trainers. We do have a printing business located directly to the south in this location. My mouse will work for me. There is also Benson's Academy of Dance. I understand their peak period is a Saturday morning. We believe that that there is adequate parking for those uses on site, but at the end of the day, it will be a matter between the tenants and the landlord as to whether or not they have the proper mix of uses in there. We recommend approval of the special exception, again, because a CrossFit training facility is somewhat specialized as recreation indoor. We're recommending that the special exception be granted to the applicant. We're also asking for a parking lot striping plan for review, and also to make sure that there's a handicap accessible space installed. There is a dumpster on site used by the printing company. In speaking with the applicant, we don't believe that they are going to be generating a great deal of waste, and have recommended that they share the existing dumpster on the properties, and ask them to provide us evidence that they have that agreement. If not, they could investigate residential pickup with sanitation, although I believe that sanitation is trying to get away from that. And I think particularly in an industrial area like this, it would be introducing a new service, and they may not be acceptable to that. So if they cannot get a shared dumpster agreement or residential pickup, they will need to come in and show us where a dumpster would be installed to serve this particular use. But those are the conditions that we recommend, and I'd be happy to answer your questions.
Anyone would like questions of staff?
I have one.
Yep.
Exactly what prohibits this use within this classification? Is it that it just doesn't fall within it, or is it the parking and traffic impact, or what is it?
When we amended the code about 18 months ago, because recreation indoor uses were not allowed in any of the industrial zoning districts, and with the way the economy has been over the last 8 years, we had a lot of a lot of vacant industrial buildings, and people were looking to come in with indoor volleyball, gymnastics, cheerleading training. And these industrial buildings were perfectly suited for that because they had high ceilings. They also didn't have the internal supports that broke up the space. They were nice, wide open spaces. So we did not have a problem with supporting this alternative use of these buildings. But we wanted to look at them site by site, because you might have a situation where you have a heavy trucking company, or maybe it's a large welding business, and then they want to come in and do the cheerleading classes right next door, where you've got the heavy trucks coming and going, and perhaps maybe some hazardous materials on site. Typically, the industrial properties don't have the parking for an alternative use. And quite often we've looked to these joint parking agreements, or restriping the area, or possibly if the use proves to have inadequate parking, a requirement that they would have to come back in and put in additional paved spaces if need be. Mr. Pope's location on 3640 Southwest 7th Street had that as a condition of approval. It was a warehouse building on a parcel. It had a lot of green space around it. So if he didn't have enough parking, he would have been able to expand that. But that didn't turn out to be necessary. Did I adequately answer your question?
It was a great explanation. I'm not sure it answered my question.
I want to answer your question.
So it's the zoning class that doesn't fall within that, or it's parking, or it's kind of both?
It could be both. The M1 zoning district allows indoor recreation only as a special exception.
Okay,
and
that's
it. And as part of reviewing the special exception, we have to look at access, parking, sanitation, all of those issues.
Okay.
So if I felt that the parking would not work on this site, absolutely is not going to work, I would recommend denial.
Any further questions for staff?
I do want to point something out, though, and something for not today. I don't have an issue with this, but I would like in the future to have something more concrete on the usage. For example, if it's gymnastics and dance, I mean, having my daughter been a member of STARS and see what that does to the parking, and they're just parked everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then if you go to volleyball, it's a whole different animal, you know. I mean, as far as the parking requirements, I mean, CrossFit is CrossFit, but if you got they're at 5,000 square feet and you go to 15,000 square feet, you know, if you add cheer, dance, volleyball,
mm-hmm.
it changes dramatically. And that's I don't know how you go back in there and deal with that, but I'm just telling you.
If you think about it, once that's worked, every special exception we issue, it's really subject to the use of the person until it reaches outside of the limits of the surrounding people. We don't go out and monitor these things unless a problem occurs. So There is a cure for it. We have to take it at face value to some extent.
And I'm okay with this one, I mean, but I'm just saying.
The way I've written this particular condition of approval is not only is it only granted to the applicant, but I've specified that the special exceptions for recreation facility indoor with CrossFit training facility in parentheses to try to narrow it. Because again, if this were to become a drop-in gym where, you know, you've got a half an hour to go get on the treadmill, that's going to create a lot more parking demand than the class format.
Mr. Rouge, you have a question?
Do we have an understanding with you, with staff, that this only is as good as, or as long as the cross-parking agreement is with a common landlord, so that if the landlord sells other buildings, are we okay with that? Because I certainly, if not, I would like to put it in motion when we get around to it, so.
Well, let me ask you, because this is how I would see it playing out if that were to occur. We don't know right now if he will need to avail himself of that parking on the other parcels, parking in the red. We don't know. If it turns out that he does need that parking in the red and those parcels are sold and he no longer has the permission to park there, it could be a civil matter between the two property owners, or we could begin to see parking within the right-of-way.
Or parking on the neighbor's property, or parking wherever people want to park, and we see that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly would. Our point of doing this needs to be a self-fulfilling prophecy, that if the generous landlord goes away, so does this special exception. We come to revisit or something else, as opposed to have to be complaint driven and the right of way, the ditches are full of cars and the neighbors mm-hmm. are all carping about it and stuff like that.
I'm fine with that.
Charlie, make a motion.
We need to talk to the applicant.
You'll make it though, because you know what you're saying.
Are there any further questions of staff? Would the applicant step forward, please?
Hi there. Raise your right hand. Do you swear affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Do you want to state your names and addresses for the record, please?
Cole Pope. I live at 1330 Southeast 80th Street.
My name is Joseph Williams. I'm at 9534 Southeast 61st Terrace in Bellevue, 34420.
Do you have anything you'd like to share with us?
I'm not really. I'm pretty sure I'm probably going to get asked that question, so I'll probably.
Okay. Question from the board. Mr. Bruce.
You understand where I'm going with this?
Yes.
And you understand that if for some reason when you need parking.
It's kind of like she mentioned, we have a class-based environment, and we're really not going to be in a situation where we're going to have 30 people at once.
Well, maybe
we don't have enough coaches to do that.
I understand, but you have to understand from other people's point of view that business gets successful and they start parking and parking here and there and everywhere, and I come home and there's somebody parked, you know, in the right of way in front of my house or in front of the businesses, and the trucks can't get down the road because everybody's in the ditch, that we're going to have a chat with somebody about it. So you need to make sure you're in beam with the landlord.
Sure.
Okay.
If you haven't
finished
the leases yet,
you know,
you have provided us with a permission letter. You might want to have something built into the lease so that
in
you
reality,
can sell those other cars.
Yeah. You're going to have to accept the responsibility of managing your customers. Are you up for that?
Of course.
Because in reality, they're going to do what they want to do unless somebody encourages them not to do so. That's just human nature. But that will not have a negative impact. I mean, your class size will not take you past your parking.
I mean,
there's plenty of.
Pardon me, I'll let the crew finish up.
Okay,
you're comfortable with the parking requirement. You're comfortable that it meets your needs and therefore that it should not pose a problem for any adjoining property owner.
Yes, sir.
Are there any other questions of the applicant?
No, sir.
No?
I'm fine.
Motion.
Unless we have discussion.
I have no discussion.
Okay.
Anybody's got?
Move approval with the bright ideas, if you will, that staff has imposed on it, the additional bright idea that this special exception only lasts so long as there's an adequate cross-parking agreement with
whoever,
the landlord or a neighbor or somebody that takes care of the parking. And if that goes away, you're gonna go talk to the code enforcement guy.
Second.
But may I ask a question just to clarify for them going forward, since we don't know if they're actually gonna be using the additional parking spaces?
As needed.
That if for some reason, you know, the properties are sold and they're told they can't use those parking spaces anymore, that their options to cure, that they would have an opportunity to cure either by doing a parking demand study that they don't really need it, or that they could enter into an agreement with another property.
With a neighbor.
I'm sure you'll put something.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay.
I just didn't want.
We just happened to prevent somebody from the city receiving a lot of complaints. This gentleman doesn't need that either. By the same token, the adjoining property owner, he really doesn't need it. But we have a, do we have a second?
Yes.
Ms. Johnson?
Oh, we do. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Carrasco?
Yes.
Mr. Jurgens?
Aye.
Mr. Moses?
Aye.
Mr. Rogers?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mrs. Johnson?
Aye.
Ms. Roos?
Yes.
You can go to work.
Thanks, sir.
Any other business to attend to? We have a motion to adjourn?
Are we gonna do the minutes yet, or we're gonna postpone that till next week?
Wait till next week so she can adequately do wife chores.
We're gonna approve those moments the same time we did the Phillips.
Well, you know what everything is.
We'll put them together.
We adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
We adjourn. Grab a second, we got, all in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
I just can't remember, Rusty. I mean, I just looked at the minutes, it was awkward, but I didn't say one comment through the whole time, you know what I mean? And November 18th is my birthday, and I remember not being here on my birthday.
We could check when the meeting ended, a lot of times.